Zach Lupitin from the Dust Bowl Revival coming up right after this.
You think you know me, but you don't know me. 'Cause I've been watching you, watching high. It started slowly. You're smoking on the fire escape. You let her come on, grinning like a child. And ooh, there's something wild in your eyes. Ooh, but I know you're never gonna be satisfied. You're busted and you don't really know it. You said you're sorry, but you don't really show it. You broke down in the parking lot, crying on your knees. Did the same thing last September? Or did you think that I wouldn't remember? You think you got something, but you don't got nothing. Nothing if you don't get me.
Said you think you got something, but you don't got nothing. Honey, if you don't.
If you don't got me.
It's got to be one of the best verses written in 2018, I think. And I have the man who wrote that and leads the band who plays it, Zach Lupitin of the Dust Bowl Revival, on the phone. Good afternoon, Zach.
Hey, how are you?
That's a good verse there, boy. You got a good track going there.
Thank you so much.
So you're up in Boston now.
Yes. We're in the cold weather with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not liking it so much, huh?
Hey, at least we're not in the Midwest.
Oh man, they're getting. I know.
My folks are in Chicago. It's going to be -12 as a high.
My sister's in Iowa, and they're up to their ears in snow. We have the Dust Bowl Revival coming to town at the Space Ballroom in Hamden, Connecticut, this coming Wednesday, January 30th, folks. That's why Zach is on the phone. Looking forward to him coming to town with his band. They're really interesting. You know, they tug at the hearts of the listeners of WPKN because it's sort of a eclectic Americana, jug band, swing, funky, Latin quarter jazz. I mean, you're a real mixed bag there. I mean, how did you arrive?
It's an alternative, if you will.
It's an alternative?
You guys play alternative music, I see.
Yeah, so, we play all kinds of stuff here, and you fit right in, that's for sure.
Well, we're kind of a wild card band, I always say that, because, you know, they'll put us at folk festivals or jazz festivals, and we kind of stick out like a sore thumb, maybe in the best way possible, or could be the worst way possible, depending how you look at it. But I think we have a lot of fun, you know. We have a horn section that gets really funky, and you know, the fiddle and mandolin on the other side, you know, really, you know, getting folky, and it's really a cool combination of folk music and funk music in one.
Yeah, and I bet you get the crowd up and dancing and really having a good time too. This just sounds that way.
That's the goal.
Yeah. So, you know, I've noticed over the progression of your albums, you know, you're sort of a little more old-timey and bluegrass and, you know, acoustic folk kind of thing going on. And now you're moving into this really, you know, a lot of brass, and things are going on that are really kind of cool. You know, what happened in this, you know, evolving thing that you're doing?
I think you grow up a little bit as a songwriter and as a player. And you know, this project I put together from an accidental Craigslist ad getting people together about 11 years ago in LA. And, you know, it started as kind of this sort of project of writing original sort of standards and old school, you know, acoustic music. And it grew into a much bigger thing, because I think I deep down always wanted to kind of play rock and roll and blues and funky stuff, but with an acoustic backbone. And that's something that is really cool to experiment with, because we have a fiddle that goes through all these interesting pedals that can make him sound like an organ, and he sounds like a piano, and he sounds like electric guitar, and a lot of times it's fun to see audience members look around and be like, wait, where's the Hammond B3 organ player? You know? And we kind of shapeshift into a lot of different types of roots music, because American music is so diverse. You know, it's like, why can't we do it all? You know, why not?
Right. Why not? We agree here at the radio station. So, you know, you're our kind of cup of tea. You know, I'm hearing influences like maybe a little bit of the band. I hear some of the new stuff John Mellencamp's doing. I mean, where did you count your influences? Like, who were your parents listening to when you were growing up that influenced you, like the way you came out?
Well, the band, you know, you picked up on that a lot. I mean, I would say they're kind of almost a spiritual godfather of this band, you know, because they were maybe the first to really add this New Orleans and funk flavor to rustic kind of folk music, you know, mm-hmm. and combining those two elements. It's something that, you know, it's as American as apple pie, really. And it came from a band that was mostly Canadians, you know,
yep.
and they're singing songs that have this historical sort of mythos to them, where it feels like these songs have been around forever, you know, but they, we're not. They're about 50 years old. And we've actually been doing a lot of their songs on the road as part of this 50th anniversary of the band tour. And so we'll play some of those for sure. But my, you know, my folks in Chicago are, they're baby boomers. They love classic rock and rock and roll. And it's kind of still in there in my subconscious.
Well, it sounds really great. You do a good job with Liz Baby, and Daniel Mark is on mandolin, Connor Vance is on fiddle, Matt Rubin on trumpet, Ulf Borlin on trombone, Josh Hefferman on drums, and James Klopflush on bass. Did I get it all pretty right?
Sure.
There's eight of you, so how do you do that on the road? I mean, that's a big band to carry around. I mean, not only finance-wise, but just keeping all the personalities together and getting a good thing going. How does that work out?
It's not for the faint of heart, but we're kind of used to it. You know, we usually will fly in somewhere and get a couple minivans and stay pretty lean and mean. We don't have a big crew or, you know, it's just us. So we, you know, we're used to it, but we like bringing a big sound everywhere we go, so...
Cool.
It's an essential eight.
Well, it sounds like things are moving in the right direction for you. You know, because I was watching Turner Classic Movies the other day, and all of a sudden this promo comes up for these movies, and there is Busted as the soundtrack to the promo. So what did you think about that when that happened?
Well, as a former film major, I was definitely very thrilled to see that. I mean, it's fun seeing all those old movies with your much more modern song, you know, but it's also just really cool that some people can discover us in a new way. That's really the hardest thing. It's just getting people to hear who the heck you are, you know, and so there's people in Canada writing us, you know, people all over the place heard that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, congratulations, man. Well, thanks for dropping in here and being with me on WPKN.
Of course.
I appreciate it. And good luck. And, folks, we have them coming to town at the Hamden Space Ballroom. That's on the 30th, January 30th, and it's at 8 p.m., so you might want to check the internets for that. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets on the way out here. How about if I play I Decided? Would that be a good choice for you?
Yeah, that's a single of ours that I love singing that. So
okay, so
we'd love to see everybody there on the 30th.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you, Zach Lupinen of the Dust Bowl Revival. And this is a new track they just released. It's called I Decided, and you can catch them at the Space Ballroom in Hamden, Connecticut. Thanks for coming on, Zach.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
I decided I'm never growing old. I got tired of doing what I'm told. Let the ocean water flow above my eyes.
This is WPKN in Bridgeport.